This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets today?
Leslie, I wish I had something really major to tell you that goes along with the downside, but there really was nothing today that was negative out there to go along with our sell-off that took place. We saw the market with a little bit of strength early in the session, and then that was it, and we traded lower, and we closed lower with triple-digit losses. Boxed beef today was on the downside also, as we saw the choice down 61 cents, Lex down 61 also, and a movement of 61 loads took place today. Now, as far as any fresh news out there, we're waiting for things to take place in the feed yards. We saw cattle killed day of 111,000 head. And on the close, December cattle, $1.45 lower. February cattle down $1.05. November feeders down $1.62, with Jan feeders down $1.05. And December lean hogs were unchanged.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Tom, what's helping out bring some strength back into the grains?
Biggest thing I can give credit to is technical buying and fund buying today. News-wise, we didn't see nothing out of the crop progress report yesterday afternoon to sway the markets any. A little improvement took place in the winter wheat. Good to excellent rating. We have seen some estimates come out for next week's report from Informa and FC Stone. Nothing there to get really shook up about. So we got a market that once again just continues that seesaw battle between a few days of upside, a few days of downside. Today, we caught upside. December KC wheat, 4¾ higher. March KC up 4¼. December Chicago wheat up 8.5 cents. December corn 4 cents higher. March corn up 3.5. January beans up 0.25, but March beans were down 0.25.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.